From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. It's a glorious, glorious Tuesday afternoon. As you know, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, come join yours truly. Grab some lunch. Come join me. We have a whole lot of fun. Mondays and Fridays, I'm live. Tuesday, chatting, wrestling, pro wrestling with DP, the face that runs the place. Thursday is the Big Ten show. And every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, check out Steve Taylor, former All-American Nebraska quarterback. Drops that knowledge noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday here on 93.7 The Ticket, the loaded hour. Vershawn likes to call his show the fastest 2 hours, so we're no longer the fastest hour. We're the loaded hour. But check out Vershawn and the Hall of Famer Terrell Farley from 10 to noon every day on The Captain here on The Ticket as well. Also, the Carriker Chronicles. Check out the website. Added a couple more podcasts yesterday, CarrickerChronicles.com, and on the Tube of View YouTube. Go check it out if you're so inclined. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, the top three greatest pro wrestling entrances of all time. We're going to finish dissecting this list and then give our own list at number three, DP Triple H. Now, I will readily admit that I've never been a Triple H guy. I told Jake yesterday, I've never considered Triple H the guy. I've always considered him the guy that works with the guy. And there's a difference between those two things. Now, does that make me a little biased when it comes to his entrance? Maybe, maybe not. I'm looking at my list. I've got 15 entrances on this list for my personal, my top 15. I don't have Triple H on here. And I know that's blasphemous. It's number three on this list. What are your thoughts on Triple H at number three, greatest entrance of all time for pro wrestling?
It's sometimes how it transfers or travels outside of the circle matters. Mm-hmm. And the song lyrically sets up perfectly to be used outside of the game. Like the game, it's in football, it's in basketball, it's in baseball, it's in MMA, UFC, it's all over the place. And then the fact that it's been dressed up and not adjusted or altered, that he can put on the metal face mask, he can bring Stephanie out and ride on a Harley. He can walk it down in slow and in full. And then the iconic water. The water and the misting and the snorting of mist from his head is everything. It's everything. There are people who try to buy, they pay extra for those seats just so they can get the mist from Triple H or the water bottle. And those water bottles end up all over eBay because he'll take a shot and throw it away and somebody wants it. So, yeah, I'm good with it being in the top five.
It's kind of like getting those, what are they called, the wet zone at SeaWorld.
Yep.
You're going to put on the plastic hood and you're going to get wet and everyone knows it.
Yep.
I get it. I don't know. For me, I always saw him as kind of like Shawn Michaels' little brother, then as, you know, Stephanie McMahon's boy toy. And then, I don't know. I've kind of always seen him that way. Now, I will readily admit, since he's taken over and I'm starting to get caught up finally on modern day pro wrestling since WrestleMania, and I've kind of seen Rhea Ripley's return and the whole Liv Morgan angle with Dom, and then watching Seth Rollins come back and then Drew McIntyre and CM Punk and CM Punk sitting at the table while Seth Rollins is coming out and be like, God, is he even in the ring yet? This entrance takes too long. Like, all that stuff is great. And that all comes from Triple H, and he does a great job. And he used to do a great job with NXT, and then he'd send up stars and, you know, Vince wouldn't do so great with them for a long time. And so for me, I love what he's doing behind the scenes. I don't know, the era of terror is what I called it when he was on top and Evolution was doing their thing. I was just never a fan. So maybe that jades me towards his entrance. The whole spitting the water thing, I get why people love it. For me, I'm just like, you're taking water and you're spitting it all over people. I personally never got it. So that was just my take on it, and that's okay. Yeah. All right, number two. Hard to argue with this. All right, this has to be in anybody's top greatest entrances of all time. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. What are your thoughts here, DP?
I've been blessed enough to walk into the home of Ric Flair and into his robe collection. His robe and boots collection. And I get misty-eyed just thinking about it. Like the amount of work and care and expense that he put into the presentation, that it mattered. And then, to take a classic song and to make it matter. And then they had, again, he did it with the minimal lights, and you would hear the music and you understood that, listen, as JR used to say, business is about to pick up, right? That's what it was. He was one of one. He's one of one in how that is. And it's just as good an interest as there ever was.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. I gotta ask, how'd you end up at Ric Flair's house, in his robe closet? How'd all that come to be? I gotta know.
So my time with the Panthers in Charlotte, Ric Flair was my next door neighbor.
Oh, okay.
He was my next door neighbor. My house was the house that was used for excuses and alibis. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going over to D's. I'm just gonna hang out at the pool. Awesome. And then whoever was over there was my fault.
I got you. That's, dude, that is some of the best stuff I've heard in a while right there.
That was like, no. They're over there with DP. That's what that is.
That is awesome.
One day I'll tell you the story. I told Bach the story of we interviewed him for my TV show in Carolina, and he asked me if I ever wanted to get chopped by Ric Flair. And Dum Dum Derek said yes. And I brought my camera person, and he chopped me across the chest so violently that it became surreal. My soul left my body and began talking to me from the outside. And Flair's asking me, are you okay? And the word that came out was yes. But in fact, inside the internal conversation was a different conversation. Yeah, like, abort, bail. And he then asked, did I want another chop? And every sensical thing in my head was no. But my camera person, Sheila, who was holding the camera, heard the word yes come out. And she's shaking behind the camera. She's shaking her head like, no, don't do it. I was purple, blue, and black across the chest for 2 weeks.
After, was it two chops? How many chops?
Two chops, Adam. And
oof.
It's the single tear running down my face that celebratory that I survived, but that I was not going to be well for 2 weeks.
Have you ever seen the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it was 2 seasons ago, they brought MJF on, which from a verbal perspective was a gigantic mistake, as they found out, as you can imagine, with MJF being MJF, and that's just who MJF, he's not playing a character. But then he chopped him, He chopped Q at one point. Mm-hmm. And then Murr started talking trash. And so he chopped Murr. And I think he eventually got to Sal. Joe wasn't on this particular season. Oh, man. Those guys, when you looked in their eyes after he just chopped them once, it's like, like you said, their soul left their body. And like their soul was levitating above their body was the look they had in their eye.
100% that your soul is looking back like that hurts a lot. Bro. Yeah. What are you doing? And you're having a conversation with your legs, and your legs are responding.
With your legs.
Your legs are going, hey, D, listen, bro, we're going to take a break here right now. Go ahead and take a knee. Take a knee, bro. And as he lines up again, he's going, take a knee, man. He's going to hit you again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
It was funny because then the Joker's like, MJF starts ripping into him. And you can just see on Q's, like verbally, like Q's face, he's like, what have we gotten ourselves into? And that was even before the chops.
Yeah.
So as much as I enjoyed that episode, I don't know if MJF will ever be back on the Jokers again, but it is worth checking out. Yeah. All right. At number one, I'm going to shock absolutely nobody with the Undertaker's entrance. All right. They describe it here. The Undertaker's entrance is a visceral, haunting experience. The bell tolls, the lights go off, and blue fog rises. His Titantron video is one of the best ever. Ravens and tombstones and other disturbing images flash before us as lightning strikes, balls of fire explode. Yes, watching the Phenom creep toward the ring may be drawn out, but is captivating even after you've seen it 100 times. And how chilling it is to see him slowly slip his hat off and roll his eyes to the back of his head. All right, man, what are your thoughts on Undertaker at number one here?
Yeah, it's add to that, you know, Percy Pringle there holding the urn,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Whispering, shrieking in that voice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're just going, oh, we're really doing this. We're really doing it. I just think of the debut, and Vince mm-hmm. and Kenny McMahon was so exceptional in the description of the dead man walking and the storytelling that it allowed, because you really had to have something to say when this was going on, all while being in awe of his silence. Mm-hmm. Like, he said more by doing less. Didn't need it fancy, didn't need loud music, didn't need, you know, he didn't have to say much, but he told a story every single time while saying absolutely nothing.
Dude, I remember that first entrance at the Survivor Series. Was it 90 or 91? Do you remember which year was his first?
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, the early 90s is where it would be, and you just go, wow.
Yeah, right? It was 90 or 91, and I still remember it. I've actually seen it back since. I've watched that Survivor Series match since, and I remember being a kid, and man, Hulk Hogan was, it was still the cartoon era. He was still on top, and The Undertaker was so the opposite. I remember legit being like terrified as a kid. Like, that guy legit scared the bejesus out of me. Mm-hmm. The entrance got better and better as the years went along. Teaser, as we're about to, right after this break, give our top 10 entrances. It's not my number one. And I know, mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to be in the majority with that, but mm-hmm. we will give our top 10 entrances of all time. My list is actually 25 deep. I narrowed it down to 15 eventually, but it's so hard to narrow this list down. But DP will give his top 10 or 15 or 100, however many he wants to give. And I'm going to give my top 15. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.